Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Dear Heavenly Father and sports gods, today is a special day.
It's a big weekend, man.
Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the book.
It is it's a big weekend for a lot of things, but you know, I mean, over the weekend we're gonna have Louisville, NC State. We can start 1-0 in the conference, which is
tough on the road, man. Tough game, opening games on the road. Coach Mack has done a great job of pleasantly surprising us before, you know, going on the road and having good performances and road kills and things like that. I do like to think road kill. Keep going, Steve.
Absolutely. I am genuinely excited for Georgia-Alabama tomorrow. SEC championship game. I will probably kick back at 3:30 and after our game, hopefully after a good win on the road at NC State, I'll kick back and watch some, to me, what is absolutely the marquee game of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a playoff game. I mean, you want a playoff. I mean, that's the closest you can get to it. You know, I mean,
right.
It's a playoff game. Win and you're in. For Georgia, probably win or lose and you're in. But,
yeah.
But you know, so I mean, that's going to be an awesome time. Then there's the elephant in the room. I think somebody told me, and if it didn't, I'm sorry, Drew.
You talking about the baseball lockout?
Yeah, we're going to get to that, yeah. There is, I think Drew went ahead and said it today on the air, so I guess I'm comfortable saying it too, that word is there's a meeting today between Scott Satterfield and Vince Tyree. So that will discuss the future of the program, whatever that may be. So.
Nikki be in the booth. Nikki, what's going on, my man?
Where's my sounder? Where the hell is my wait?
Yeah,
wait,
where is your
wait,
sounder?
Wait,
you didn't have it ready yet?
No, I.
You're not talking about the Dolphin.
They want the boot.
There we go. No, all right. I'm hanging in there, maybe it's the whole Brown thing going on today. Maybe it's the fact, you know, I got the restaurant after this, so I'm dressed like Johnny Cash.
Why are you saying Brown thing? We're talking about Satterfield right now.
You know what I don't want to put the Maloki on it. Maybe I shouldn't say his name.
Yeah, it's funny. We do go to people are calling it the Brahm situation.
Yeah, no,
we've got to open the job before there's the Brahm situation.
That's a good point. That's a fair point. But one way or another, I got a stress sweat going on back here. And
Is everything okay?
I feel like I can smell myself. And that's never a good way to be.
Is somebody going to come shut the door on you?
If they do today. Oh, I don't care. I don't care who it is. I don't care, an intern, management, the Dolly freaking llama. It's getting ripped open with authority.
Tell him be careful with you today.
I smell bad. Help me out here. Like, I'm already stress sweating. I don't want to get hotboxed in here.
Yeah, relax. Trust me, relax. Things are going in a positive momentum right now.
Yes.
So, Steve, this is what I wanted to do today.
Okay, what are we going to do today, man?
This is what we're going to do for the first segment. And
don't worry, I didn't forget. I'll just get to it later. We've got more important fish to fry right now.
Right. Nikki already knows.
Yeah.
You'll have that ready coming out of break. Although the playback music, I sent you the playback music. The last thing I sent you, the very bottom one, is what I want you to use. And then you can do any other music.
I believe Coach Mack will talk today. There's a press conference.
Yeah, about noon. And I think we're going to take that over here on 93.9 The Ville Live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to replay it on the V-Show.
The great and hospitable Kenny Klein, who enjoys my sweet tea. Thank you. Tweeted out today that there would be a press conference. I'm sorry, God.
My life is consumed, Marcus.
Keep going. Keep.
You know how many texts I get? It just. I love
what I do, and I hate what I do.
Elaborate.
I can't.
Okay. Is it a heavy is the head type thing? You know.
I can't.
Fair enough.
But here's what I will say, man. And let me start here. Can we start here? Can I start here and be serious for a few minutes?
I still don't understand why y'all are so stressed. Because, like I said.
Because I am stressed.
There's so, like.
But here's, let me say this. And I want to start right here.
It's like y'all are stressed at a coin toss. Like, there's only two possibilities. You lose and you're done.
Yeah. Also,
or you win.
Yeah. There's two possibilities daily: life or death. I would rather.
Right.
That's a pretty big coin flip.
But there's no negotiating after the flip, though. It's over.
Yeah. Right.
But maybe there's also the idea that depending on where that coin flips, where it lands, it's all hands on deck this weekend because that's what we do at ESPN Louisville. I mean, things happen. You're getting like 24 hours of coverage, so that means. I'm in.
If so, now here's the thing. Let me start here, and I'm going to be serious for a few minutes. Because I tweeted something out today, and I don't even know if you're cool starting here, but I'm going to start here.
Wait a minute. Let me go first. Because your tweet's important. Okay?
Okay.
Your tweet is on the back end of this conversation.
Okay.
I want everybody to take a deep breath and listen to me closely about football conversation, because I want to start the new era of Louisville football with this conversation. And when I say new era, moving forward from this day, from day six, I'm not even going to do the countdown anymore, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start the new era of Louisville football with this conversation. Everybody knows a lot about what you've seen, what you've been through. We repeat the history of Louisville football all week long. We do our Charlie references. We do our Bobby references. We do our Crackthorpe references. We do our Cooper references. We do our John L. references. We do our players that transferred, our incoming players, or who won with whose guys. We know all of that stuff. We do our Sugar Bowl. We do our Year of the Car. We do all these references so we feel like we have a good grasp on how this thing works. Right, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people, this is an uncomfortable moment with, it's like dealing with Pawpaw, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pawpaw is resistant to not only change,
yeah,
but Pawpaw is kind of resistant to having to learn how things work or learning a new way things operate, you know? Because here's the thing, I'm okay spending 60 years on this planet and then some young punk coming to tell me that I spent 60 years learning to do a certain thing a certain way or identifying certain things a certain way. Now, all of a sudden, that doesn't apply So knowledge, a lot of knowledge that I had just became obsolete. Somebody can watch a tutorial and literally watch a YouTube video and swap out engines in their car. I spent 60 years. Now, I'm not saying all the knowledge you got over all this time has become irrelevant, but I can tell you, you would have to understand. You would have to be able to understand why your granddad or an elder was resistant to learning to look at things a new way. Why do I say this? Hey.
What?
Down a little bit. Resistance to change. Resistance to new perspective. The new era. Steve, this is what happens with the conversation.
Okay.
Rethink what you know about changing coaches, firing coaches, mm-hmm. hiring coaches, building a program. Rethink it all. When people say 3 years and they say that, you know, however you feel about 3 years being enough time, you know, 5 years being enough time to rebuild, you know, get it all out of your head, people. You want to know why? You can go get a coach. If you have a good coach, if you got your eyes on a good coach, you can go get a coach, and there is no rule against your coach bringing in 10 offensive linemen. There is no rule. There's not even a morality clause about your guys wanting to transfer. They're, at the most, your coaches will say, I'm not going to force you to do it, but you're a guy I would like to have with me at that university. End of conversation. That's about as far as your morality clause goes. Steve.
Yeah.
The 5-year rebuild.
Yeah.
The 10-year rebuild. Mm-hmm. Listen, Nikki, Steve, all listeners, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939. Do you want to know what a rebuild is? A 5-year rebuild means I have to spend years graduating guys and cutting guys and getting guys out of my scholarship limit and bringing in guys and developing guys and doing that. When people say rebuilds take this many years, that's what they're talking about. Pawpaw, it doesn't work like that anymore. This thing called YouTube, Pawpaw, I'm sorry. I love listening to your stories, Pawpaw. I can learn how to do this in 5 minutes without listening to the extra stories about the time you screwed this up. And no, the guy on YouTube just told me, do that, connect that to that, ground that thing, and we can do this. But Pops, Pawpaw, I love you. I don't have to take 4-year, a trade school. I don't have to get sent off to Job Corps, you know what I'm saying, to learn a trade. Like, I can learn these trades. I can be an electrician from DeVry in 5 months, Pawpaw. Like, thank you, but the college thing, like, I don't have to, you know, like, I'm going to be successful, you know, a lot quicker, you know, like, things like that. So, like everything else, don't waste your time with comparisons like, he's been there 10 years. If my coach is better than his coach, it could be different in a year. Because my coach has the resources to bring in his guys, bring in his system, bring in his, you know, this guy, bring in a defensive guy who can bring some guys with him. Microwave it. I talked to Nate Huber. Nate Huber said, popcorn doesn't take as long as it used to take. But Nathan Huber said, if I want to bring out my popcorn machine, because I want to take some time with some traditional organic kernels and get flavorful, traditional, listen, original popcorn in a popcorn machine tastes better.
It does.
But
it does.
I can make it happen and have happy kids and less than 3 minutes. Happy children running around with popcorn. And then I sometimes, just for comparison, I can show them, hey, young fella, this is what real popcorn tastes like. Mm. Do you care or not? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But what I'm telling you is the option is available to have popcorn now. Not just microwave.
Yeah.
Now, people, stop saying 3 years is not enough time to identify something. Analytics history, data.
The sports are different now.
It's different.
Yeah.
So some of those things you have to just let go because you're arguing, you're banging your head against the wall saying things like enough time to see. No, you see a product, you see a system, you got a chance, you had the best opportunity this year to say second and goal, Malik, third and goal, Malik, fourth and goal, Malik, even when he scores. Okay, I got three data points. Next game. Pressure situation, North Carolina State. You got an opportunity. Second and goal. Okay, so now I have 17 plays in one season of less than 5 yards in goal. And out of 17 plays, 14 of them were quarterback run in one season. I'm saying, people, you should be thankful you got this many close games. It usually takes an extra year just to have the data points to identify something like this. So, listen, 14 for 17, Steve, and they're all quarterback runs?
Yep.
That's enough data to say, hey, we're not going to beat anybody with a quarterback just running around. They know it. We know it. You know, hey, I have two Kentucky data points. Then I add the Mississippi Ole Miss data point. Like, I can see simple things.
Yeah.
You know, I have 5 20-plus-point leads, you know, and I have data that says 20-plus-point leads, comebacks, lack of adjustment. I have five losses that are directly responsible for lack of adjustment. You know, I don't have to, you know, like, I can fast-track my way to what needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
And at this speed of society, you don't have an extra season, an extra offseason, an extra recruiting season to see again. You don't have it because you're competing against people who are willing to pull the trigger and make quick moves and adjust to the new times and adjust their thinking to my Liberty program, one or two plays away from Liberty being a shocking, you know, Hugh Freeze changes it instantly. Hugh Freeze transfers. We didn't even talk about the name, image, and likeness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about that. So it's like, no, your rebuild conversation dies today. Nick, go ahead and grab that, please.
Well, here's my thing. Because you did a good job there at breaking down on the field. So let me take it to the other side. Let me take it to just the fan point of view. You also, if I'm the leader of this university, I'm saying it is miraculous how this university has survived financially through what they've been through since 2016. And do you want to know who that's a credit to? You. You listening. You the fan.
Fact.
It's a credit that you have stuck with because some people walked with the money. That's fine. I understand that. But you listening have stuck with the program. You financially supported the program. We've done what needs to be done. Hello. That, I know, it's a great, great spot. But you've done financially what.
I'm making moves back here.
You better be.
You're wasting.
You better be.
Your life away back there.
Hey, you see one pretty broad, you've seen a thousand.
But here's the thing. Here's why I go with that. Even off the field, the fans deserve. I don't think that this is not a Tennessee thing where you're going, we don't have a coach, and Greg Schiano's a good coach, and we're just going to riot and, you know, whatever until we get a new coach. This is a fan base going, this is a man who we love. This is a man from the city. This is the perfect University of Louisville coach. And if he's there, and we've supported the staff that is here for 3 years, we've supported. Mm-hmm. We went. I was at that Music City Bowl. A lot of people were there. Mm-hmm. They were paying money. I think it even is enough to say, I deserve for, okay, if I'm an AD, maybe a fan's perspective as a group, the fan's perspective maybe plays 20% in. This fan base and what they've been through, earn 60%. I'm not saying you can't make a decision off what the fans want. I understand that. But this this fan base has deserved a 60%. Hey, man, this is what we want. This is what we want right here.
Rarely do you have such a majority, an agreed upon majority in pretty much anything.
I agree. Yeah.
Almost never. Mm-mm. Especially in a world we live in where everybody wants to be team something. Mm-hmm. Everybody, and I won't say everybody, because contrarian is the new hotness.
Yeah.
Hot take is the new hotness.
Yeah.
But to me, that's a fad of hotness, you know. But the overall longstanding, you know, program attitude says, hey, haven't we shown you that we aren't reactionary? Because if we were a reactionary, a strictly reactionary fan base, like you said, you wouldn't have done the numbers you've done.
No.
You wouldn't have had the attendance.
You wouldn't have lasted through this, man, right? Football
at
or
all,
basketball.
At all.
I mean, because even basketball, and I love Coach Mack. I think Coach Mack is the right guy. I think he, you know, once this stuff gets over, I think he is going to be the guy long term that's the man here. But even basketball, I mean, I'm not going to turn it around and say this has been what I've expected since he got the job, because even with the cloud, you know.
Yep.
But, of course, you had COVID that took us out of the tournament, but all that factors in.
But when you say this is an important conversation we have today.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we're just delving in, because I did it last night. But this is the important part of this conversation. This is
this is the family conversation. Yeah. This is, hey, fans, no, you know what? We've talked to Vince. Vince, we've talked at you for 4 days. This one, just step out of.
Yeah.
Fans, let's talk.
Okay. My
players only meeting.
This is totally a players only meeting. My spiciness increases by 80% immediately off of a few things, right? I don't mind criticism. I don't mind critique. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't like narrative criticism. When somebody does something like this, our this program's going to hell, so it's all a program. You know, like that guy. When you lump in that guy who said, oh, Chris Jones, and then this guy, and you lump that stuff in, it's like, that's 4 years apart. You know what I'm saying? Lumping in criticism to make a broad brush of something. You just said something that sparked this conversation. You said, you know, like the cloud. And if you're a guy who's constantly criticizing, I say, no, I'm going to stop you right there. Mm-hmm. It's not just a cloud.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to let y'all say it's just a cloud. Oh, what about this thing? I'm going to say, no, that Yum Center deal is not just a Yum Center deal. Our athletic director got fired based on a lot of narratives. And the first major business deal done in the entire city was something that was going to give the University of Louisville a financial advantage for the next 15 years, Steve. Mm-hmm. When the money comes out, when those reports come out, which universities make the most money, and Louisville is the only non-state school that show, Louisville and Notre Dame are the only non-state schools that show up on the top grossing university list. Yeah. And we've been like that for 20 years. And 3 months after our athletic director is illegally replaced, by the way, the actual Supreme Court came in and said this reorganization of the board was illegal.
Well, the board was illegal.
Okay, the board was
not
illegal.
Not so much.
Yeah, but...
But he was replaced because
illegalities.
Yeah.
So it was illegal, Steve. Mm. A leg bone connected to the knee bone. It was illegal.
Yeah.
The first thing they went to do is restructure that deal. But they sold you it was for the betterment of the city, and Tom George was a bully. He made a Louisville-friendly deal with the Yum Center that they sponsored to build. Mm-hmm. That's just the bottom line. Argue about, it's going to cost. No, that was narrative you were sold. So, okay, the reason I bring up the Yum Center deal is you got undercut. Your finances got undercut. Now, Yum Center money is going out all these other directions, Steve, that would have had Louisville getting their cut first and their influence on what goes on at the Yum Center. So you sliced out future earnings for the University of Louisville, let's just say 40%, immediately. So that list that you've been on,
yeah,
that one deal just axed you, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, when you start saying, no Patino, who sells seats no matter what. Yeah. Now you say Bobby felt like he was on, you know, he was on his way out the moment that an athletic director was there. So you're 2-10, whatever. Okay, Bobby checked out. Okay, whatever. What I'm telling you, Steve, is there is no just the cloud. There's just the cloud.
Sure.
Just the Yum Center.
Sure, I agree.
Just the replacement of all the revenue generating program situation. So there was a lot. And your coach, Mac, said, even if he's not your favorite guy, he's not, okay, let's say Coach Mac isn't a top 20 coach, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you got the number 27th best coach. You got a committed 27, right?
Yeah.
Who you know, it's not, like I said, who took on a challenge that I want to make it clear to remind y'all how big of a challenge it is he's taking on.
Absolutely.
Like, to get these players in here to stay above ground, to have good years, and have Jay Billis talking in conversations with this team could go, your Michigan wins, your Michigan State wins, and your Yum State, all the moments you've got from Coach Mack already. Fans, this is your take a bow moment. This is you saying, okay, take a second. You're, you know, on a mountain, always remember you are on a mountain climbing, but you have come a long way. And kept, you know, and you're prepared for this. You are ready for this moving forward. So, yeah, I just always want to say, don't say just the cloud. Don't say just something. All of the Adidas deal, all of the FBI investigation that we later found out was a targeted hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all these things are not just the cloud thing.
No, yeah, there's, absolutely. Yeah,
there are particular things. Oh, okay, keep
but,
going.
But no, I'm glad you do that, because it's through all that, though, that this fan base has stuck with the university. They've not pulled their money. They've not quit going. You know, I mean, even when you don't go, even when attendance is down, people are buying tickets, you know?
Even I'd be interested to go to my guy who did the video of the Kentucky Louisville football video. I saw how many shares, and I forget what the award is, but those numbers that show the social media interactions has Louisville. The University of Louisville is in the top 20 of social media interactions of universities. That's amazing, considering the size versus state schools. You have an entire state and an athletic program, and Louisville manages to have more social media interaction than a crap ton of big time schools.
Yeah.
So that means even when you're not at the game, you're talking about it. Absolutely. You're feisty about it. You're celebrating. You're getting mad. You're involved. Analytics on crowd involvement, on school support, is changing the way you measure. You know, it used to be just general random seat ticket. Now you factor in other things. Now that's why you make money on Instagram. You know, that's
because
your eyeball is the content now, or your eyeball is the currency now. Eyeballs of Louisville still says top 20. Keep on.
Absolutely, man. And no, I mean,
speaking of eyeballs on content that's on social media, you had an interesting eyeball on something you said you put on social media just this morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you want to take a quick commercial break?
Yeah, let's do that. Because today is, we're going to call today a players only meeting with the fans, with all of us fans, you know, and stuff.
And,
so,
and it will continue.
Yeah.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. I need to do this just so I don't end up not being able to cover it at the in the last break. I need to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have, as Steve is currently adjusting our temperature. And if you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is the company for you. Just dial 968-6222 or take a second to look them all up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the studios for your hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. So here's what I'll do. There was a reason that I had...
Boys, it's time for a little shameless self-promotion. Shameless. This is totally shameless. You can feel free to send me to run laps around Cardinal Town. It's fine. But we have a Maben in-show guest booking for Fastburn Friday later today. Jay Billis joining at 12:30. Boom. Just confirmed. Thanks.
That was the fairest self-promotion interjection. But you can signal me.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole thing is it's supposed to make you guys, like, jump and then yell at me. That's kind of the thing.
Oh, hey, Nick, I don't know if
that's really a good thing, though. Like,
yeah, no, that is great. But, okay, let me explain. I don't know if you know what's going on in the world today.
Some about Satterfield having a meeting.
Yes. So,
but we don't know what they're talking about.
We don't. But when you put on a train horn.
Ooh. Okay, you know, that was
a boat docking, wasn't it? Or was that a train horn?
That was a goal horn. I think it was a boat horn.
Yeah. People are going to want to.
So this was like me throwing firecrackers at my
bodily
grandfather that stormed Anzio.
Somebody with a PTSD.
Yeah, probably not my best work there.
Yeah, somebody is going to. But with that said, Jay Billis at 12:30, I will be tuning into.
That's Billis awesome. Unassisted from Valvano at 10:45.
Also,
I'll be listening.
Shameless. That was shameless.
No, it wasn't. No, that was promotion, not shameless promotion.
It was.
Here's what I want to do really, really quick before we move along. A proud moment happened to me last night, Steve.
Oh.
And you and I, like, we share these moments because, again, this is, you know those meetings where they say everybody needs to share something about themselves that people don't know, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Those are always the best meetings because you find you learn things about your teammates that you just.
No, you really do. Some things you don't want to know.
Fair enough, you know, but it's still, you're a smarter person afterwards.
Absolutely.
Most of the time. A little special moment happened to me last night, right? And I just wanted to pass it along to everybody. Just, you know, just as the elder statesman in me just had a great moment. I'm just chilling. I'm getting set up for the night show and just having a good time. And, you know, I get the phone call from Jalen, from my young lion Jalen, right? Young lion Jalen. I look at the phone. I say, oh, this is an awkward time for him to be calling. You know, what's going on? You know, this is usually it's an entertaining time if he calls me, you know, early, late evening. Or I say early, late evening for me. It's 10 o'clock, you know, 11. So he says, hey, Dad. I said, what's going on? He said, what was it like when Tear the Club Up hit?
What was it like when
He said, what was it like when Tear the Club Up hit, like Tennessee? He's like, what was the energy like? And what was it like in clubs?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what an awesome question. Because he's looking at the energy on the verses, right?
Yeah.
He's looking at the energy and he's like, they just want to. He's like, he's looking at it. Is it clean? This looks clean. Sounds clean. Listen, I was explaining to him, Jalen, watch a mosh pit, but rhythm. A mosh pit, a circular mosh pit with rhythm. And strong people locking arms and getting as physical and being able to dance as humanly possible. And I'm like, in Tennessee, and there's an element because Memphis is like a different, it's like North and South Tennessee, but it's still all collided with the heavy energy. Give me a little more volume. So I'm telling them, son, what you see out there on that versus battle, that's post-traumatic stress disorder. I said these versus battles make people kind of resort back to, like, if you overcame a habit, you went back to it when you heard this. Listen, this song is called Tear the Club Up.
See, and even this.
Tear the Club Up.
This right here, this energy reminds me of what used to be in Cardinal Stadium, man.
Tear the Club Up. Tear the Club Up.
We used to bring teams. Keep it going, Nick. We used to bring teams in here, man, in a football game, and you could see them looking around like, oh, three. Like, no. You come in here, and we're going to give you all these points, bro. We're going to give you all these points. This is what I need again, man. I need this back. Vince, I need this back.
I saw Walker flock in Lexington.
Chair in the pregame speech, and now you're running out to inner Sandman, and it's third down, and we're like, dude, we're about to work this team, and the crowd's going crazy, and it's Jack, and we get to see Cardinal Stadium like we've never seen it, the way it is now, packed, and people going, this is the greatest experience. The announcers are going, this crowd. Blackout game in 06. This crowd is nuts. I mean, they're losing it, man.
It's just, I did a great job.
I miss Cardinal football, Marcus. I miss Louisville Cardinal football.
Mr. Juicy J, you can send that up. Royalty request, the one Drew Diener. VP, 337 West Cardinal Boulevard.
Listen, to the maid for the Bills, like, I had to mute it. Sorry, y'all. Just go ahead and bring it down.
Nah, the juice is worth the squeeze, baby.
I know.
Oh, but to your point, Steve, the fans are still there.
They need to be galvanized. Yeah.
They need to be inspired.
Yeah.
And that's happened. That's absolutely has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Steve. I kind of went into the social media conversation. I wasn't sure if you wanted to kind of throw that little nugget out there.
As
just a small example of just a quick, like, boom. That's something.
Well, as far as
you tweet something about, you know, getting the program.
Yeah. No. Like, no. Listen, man. It's one of those where when I always sat back, I said, I wish I had somebody that would say what I want to say, you know?
Okay, that's a good way to...
Yeah. And it's like... And I do feel like... I tweeted this morning, and I was like, you know, I do feel like... I feel extra harsh right now.
Yes.
Like, I'm not comfortable with this.
Let me explain this way.
Absolutely.
I've never fired a coach at Louisville.
Yeah.
I fired one, and this would make two. Mm-hmm. And I say fire, like, me saying... You can't make the adjustments to succeed here.
Yeah.
I've done that one other time, and I still feel terrible about it to this day.
Yeah.
But it was the right radio conversation.
Who was it?
David Padgett.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
David.
Yeah.
Again, you have Jordan Ward on the bench. You have Dwayne Sutton on your bench.
Yeah, man.
Dang Adele's not playing any defense. You know, Dang Adele wants to get 16 points and 8 rebounds and get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly how he's playing. And the whole team is starting to look like they're just trying to get their numbers and get out of here.
Yeah.
Dwayne Sutton, Jordan Ward have a skill set of elite ability. They can help you win.
Yeah.
That was the moment you just said, hey, man, too soon, not the right stab, not the right guy in your ear, too many distractions. You know, hey.
Of course, a little different because there was a small push to maybe keep him, but he was kind of
put on staff,
the
on
his interim.
Yeah. But you still get the point. Like,
yeah,
it's like on the air. It's like,
oh yeah, you know, it was tough.
I give coaches benefit of the doubt because I treat them like smart people who are committed to their job.
Oh sure.
And sometimes the experience level, I say, okay. It's hard to quantify experience when you're smart, you know, but it does matter, and the help around you matters, and the assistant coaches matter, and all. It's just his cocktail of newness, you know, coaching staff, all this stuff. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
Coach Satterfield's elixir of what he needs to run a program is not going to run this program.
To run this program.
This program is not going to work.
And that's what I tried to make clear. Like, I don't think he's necessarily a bad coach, but he's a bad coach for Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just obvious, man.
Yeah, and you can you can point to simple examples.
Mm-hmm.
You can point to not so simple examples.
Yeah,
you can use the South Carolina thing as a not so simple example.
Yeah, sure,
you can use the I don't know why they haven't played 70 times as a simple example. Like, okay, at 3 years, like, do you talk to anybody who was here before you?
I mean, I can do the Friday nights for high school football. Like, you know, I mean,
you can do the L's down.
Yeah.
A simple example. Like,
can I piggyback on something you just said, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the most dangerous man in the world right
now. I would
agree
with that.
I'm like what you said, maybe. I'm that 20-30% that's in the middle. That's
somebody asked if Abram could produce our show.
Cool. Call him.
They were angry at you.
Later, boys.
He said, that's it.
It's like that. No, I'm just
they
kidding.
Love
I would miss you guys.
They said, I'm kidding. They said they like you.
Oh, that's cute. It's cute when you lie, Steve.
I just said that. I just cleaned it up for him.
Okay. No, I would miss you guys.
Because I do think you are kind of a middle grounder here.
Oh, yeah. No, spineless, you know, fence riding. Yeah, agnostic. Absolutely. You know, it's fine.
He tried to set you up for the spike. Don't.
No. It's all of it is fair.
Take the alley-oop.
I'm just staring at it as it goes over my head.
It's the worst guy to say.
I can't jump. Look at me. No,
piggyback.
To piggyback off what Steve said, and like I said, I go both ways on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's not the right coach as if on cue.
They'll be fine.
I feel like he's not the right coach right now, maybe. I feel like that's because he was the right coach that first year. The U of L needed a love 'em up guy. Those kids were uninspired, disconnected, mm-hmm. and he comes in like a breath of fresh air and gets them all to believe in themselves again. So I do think he was the right coach for U of L
for the time
in year one. Right now, I don't know.
No, I appreciate the call. I'll do this, Steve. I'll give him the COVID. You know.
Yeah.
I'll give him the COVID. High stress, high anxiety year. Although. I could throw in criticisms, but I could also just say, hey. But again, I called it a placeholder. You can't have a placeholder for extended time.
Mm-hmm.
You keep a placeholder one day too long, and you're in trouble. You know, because the whole world will leave you behind in 1 year now with name, image, and likeness and instant coach transfer rules and instant player transfer rules. You will fall back behind. And again, you'll fall behind, and I want to be fair about this. Just like I said, you can clean it up quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can fall behind quick. But you also can lose your perfect fit quick
mm-hmm.
that we have. Let's try to take this last call at the top of the hour. Who do we got over? Dan, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Morning to you.
Morning.
Listen, I just one quick question. Do you guys think that Jeff Brohm can consistently, and consistently is a key word here,
mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that Jeff Brohm can recruit Power 5 talent in order to compete on a consistent basis? I think that's the key to everything. Can he do that? In your all's opinion. And I'm just going to hang up and listen to your answer and have a good morning, fellas.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dan.
Dan, I wish Dan would have left out consistently in that question. Because that consistently was almost like he was insinuating that, he might be able to bring in a class, but not consistently. And it's like, you know, almost like you were trying to make a leading question instead of just saying, hey, what do you think about Brohm's ability to recruit at the Power 5 level? You know, do you think he can be a good recruit? Does that make sense?
Yes.
And yes, I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's doing it at Purdue. I mean, and that's a brutal, brutal place.
Have you ever watched a Purdue background?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched the sky during a Purdue game? What game do you bring a serviceable kid to Purdue?
Yeah.
And say, all this can be yours, son. Oh, coach, just.
I've been to West Lafayette.
It's one of those, like.
I'm just going to say it. One of the least sexy campuses I've ever been on.
It really is, man.
I mean, good people, smart people, people that are going to change the damn world.
I've heard the campus is underrated.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was up there. I was
maybe
20.
Maybe West Lafayette, the area is bad, but the campus, like, inside that little wall is okay.
There was a cool, like, bar up the way, but like I said, I couldn't sneak into it when I was there. But just looking around, it was a bunch of people that looked like, you know.
To recruit there, Jeff Brohm just has to say, hey, man, I got a lot of playing time for you. And then, you know what recruits do with Jeff? You know what they do, Steve?
I'm listening.
It's like the I'm just making a hypothetical situation here. Fellas, a comedian once said, she's already decided if it's going to happen or not. And if she's decided it's going to happen, just shut up and let it happen.
Well,
and Coach Brohm, when he recruits a player, all you say is, I got plenty of playing time for you at a big level and good games. Shut up. Let it happen, y'all.
I mean,
don't overcomplicate.
Just last year, he was seventh in the Big Ten. The year before, he was fifth in the Big Ten. I mean, you know, it's like we're talking the Big Ten, and I love Cardinal football, but the ACC is not the Big Ten.
Not to be that guy, it is what, Big Ten West. It's the weaker of the two. Which would be like the coastal.
No.
But still, it is, yeah. Even that's better than.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the recruiting rankings.
No, I know. But I think.
No, in Big Ten recruiting rankings overall, he was seventh last year, fifth the year before that.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good recruiting.
And
team
I think
Purdue.
In the ACC, that would.
Yeah. And that would, with the Louisville name behind you, I think Louisville could. And Purdue's got. I mean, Purdue might have more tradition than Louisville, but Louisville's kind of the hotter recruiting name right now, I believe. So,
got the better mascot.
Yeah.
Even with the bird with teeth, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Everyone's terrified of the poor Boilermaker. I don't think he's that scary, but maybe.
Well, he used to be. Go back and look at some of the older Boilermaker. Are we just not going to play out at all?
Oh, no. Sorry. Do you want to get Reggie before the top?
Reggie, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Martis. Now, Martis, I watched that versus last night. You're right. It did bring back some bad habits.
Fair enough.
What I'm hearing, I have a friend who works,
Don't we all? Everybody does.
He's saying that if Brohm does come to Purdue, that David Bell, their wide receiver, if he doesn't go pro, could enter the transfer portal. And come to Louisville.
He could. So, I think David Bell would go pro. I think if you were looking for that, you probably look at Milton Wright. Would be more.
I'm praying for everything, Steve.
Yeah.
We need to get Satterfield out of here, get Brohm in here, and we need to get some stuff going, man, so we can get back to how we used to be. Y'all fellas have a good day.
No, Reggie, I appreciate the call. He's going to be able to bring everybody he wants with him.
Yeah,
he's gonna like our playmakers.
The job's got to open up, and that's what.
Yeah,
today,
thank you.
I got drawn into that conversation.
Yeah. I didn't mean to get drawn into that conversation.
Yeah.
Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.